working man gets up each morning before the sun shows in the sky, and in the darkness of midwinter sets off to toil in Mara mine, where in the pit seems dark and dusty, where the air is hot and stale, where the sweat of miners labouring, working man, he digs for coal. One day there's just like any other, as the working day slips by, but this day was to be different, the 17th day of July. Deafening sounds reverberated, and flames of hell consumed the pit. The seams stained red with blood of miners when the gas explosion hissed. 12 miners' wives, they were widowed, and their kids were orphaned too. But the government and mine owners tried to cover up the truth, and the noble politicians all on TV did appear. And they said the deaths were tragic as they wiped away their tears. With bleeding hearts they said no money could ever truly compensate. So each week for every orphan $13 would be paid. Then they tried to blame a miner who was murdered in the blast. For himself he could not answer, so as guilty he was cast. The papers made out he'd been smoking, though they knew it wasn't so. And when challenged by the union, the evidence they could not show. They brought an expert out from England to determine who's to blame, but they did not like his findings, so unpublished they remain. The pit lacked safety apparatus, extraction systems were no good, and the price of this neglecting, it was paid with miners' blood. And the bosses' hearts were broken that the funds had not been found make conditions any safer for the workers underground. There's a surplus on world markets which has cut the price of coal, and maintaining profit margins is what matters most of all. A working man gets up each morning before the sun shows in the sky, and in the darkness of midwinter sets off to toil in Mara mine, where in the pit seems dark and dusty, where the air is hot and stale, where the sweat of miners labouring, working man, he digs for coal.